The Frost Brewed Sports Desk Report, powered by Coors Light, refreshing Ducks fans all season long.
12 o'clock here in the Rose City. Jordan Schultz sitting in with you. Well, the winless Buccaneers are in Atlanta tonight to take on the Falcons, and wideout Julio Jones told reporters he's looking at this game as an opportunity to get off the schneid.
Not crucial, but we do know we got to go ahead and get this win. You know, we want to get this bad taste out of our mouth. It's a short week, so we're ready to go out here and, like I said, just get this taste out of our mouth, man. It's losing is not fun to no one.
The coverage begins at 5 right here on the game, and more trouble for the NFL. Arizona Cardinals running back Jonathan Dwyer was released from jail earlier today after his arrest on aggravated assault charges in connection with allegations that he headbutted his wife and broke her nose after she refused his sexual advances. He is also accused of assaulting their 1-year-old son. Dwyer has been deactivated from all team activities. Moving to baseball, one game in progress. The A's are fighting for a wild card spot against the Rangers. That game is still scoreless in the bottom of the first. And the Mariners are back in action tonight after getting haloed by the Angels last night. They're just two games back of a wild card spot in the playoffs as well. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05. Now traffic on the game, not many issues to report. I-5 is a 7-minute drive from the Interstate Bridge down to 405 in both directions, and Highway 217 is a normal 8-minute commute in both directions. Coming up next, it's more of the BFT with John Canzano, former Wazoo quarterback Jason Gesser to join the program. You don't want to miss it.